As COVID keeps racing across China, health specialists said that COVID infections in Beijing may have peaked while other parts of China will be at the peak in the next month. According to the South China Morning Post, Ben Cowling, head of the epidemiology and biostatistics at the University of Hong Kong's School of Public Health, said, nationwide, the peak in infections will be in early January. Some cities like Beijing may have already passed their peak. The director of the infectious disease department at Fudan University's Huashan Hospital, Zhang Weinong, said on Thursday that positive cases in Shanghai might peak in a week, but the COVID outbreak would last longer. He said, "I think the infections in Shanghai will peak in a week, and after the peak, the outbreak will continue for 1 or 2 months." Zhang Guang, former chief scientist at the Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention, said that it would take about 2 or 3 months for other regions in China to reach the peak. The Chinese regime has abruptly shifted from a zero-COVID policy after 3 years following unprecedented widespread protests across the country due to brutal enforcement of the policy. According to China's National Health Commission internal meeting on Wednesday, about 37 million people in China might have contracted the coronavirus on Tuesday, December 20th. The health agency noted that as many as 248 million Chinese people might have been infected with COVID since the beginning of December, when the Chinese communist regime abandoned its zero COVID policy. The sudden move has led to a surge of infections, leaving China's healthcare system under high pressure. Experts recommend measures are required to delay the peak and flatten the curve to prevent the healthcare system from collapsing. A professor of vaccine epidemiology at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, Mark Jit, told the Post, "We actually don't want the epidemic to peak quickly, as this is more likely to overwhelm the health system. The best would be to flatten the curve and to have an epidemic that takes longer to peak but has a lower peak."